Darfur conflict is an ongoing armed conflict in the Darfur region of the Sudan. The United States government has publicly stated that there is a genocide taking place in this region. I'm Ellie Miltner, WRPR News. U.S. officials, as well as international humanitarian groups, have condemned the slaughter going on in Darfur and have sent significant aid to the people. RAMPO students came together to make their voice be heard. Kyle Ligon is one of RAMPO students who is doing what he can to help.
Well, I am making a documentary on the situation in Darfur and what students are doing to help at RAMPO College. It involves the Save Darfur Committee, and I'm also interviewing people in the surrounding township just to see what people know about it. My goal is for people to watch it and get up and want to do something about it.
Millions of civilians have fled the destroyed village and headed to camps near Darfur's main town, but there is not enough food, water, and medicine for everyone. I asked Jonathan Gonzalez how Americans, including RAMPO students, could help.
Just by showing our support, I think we're helping them out, at least morally. It's a choice as humans to help other humans out, and I think for them to know that there's someone that cares about them somewhere else helps them move on with their lives.
On November 6th through November 9th, the Save Darfur Action Committee set out to chalk 400,000 marks around campus, representing the 400,000 innocent people who have been killed. Ligon says there's more that must be done.
Here's the facts. 400,000 people are dead. I've helped with this chalking event. We hope to get a rally going next semester. And also, I feel like this documentary is an important thing to do for it.
Gabe Tylove, a RAMPO student, feels strongly about his efforts to help.
I think if I'm going to use my energies, my creative energies, towards something, it should be just towards stopping a genocide, even if it is on the other side of the world.
As you heard, these RAMPO students who are bringing attention to the plight of the people of Darfur will not stop until they make a difference. I'm Ellie Miltner, WRPR News. And let's faith and trust and peace while we're